So, welcome to another meditation session from Land of Joy. Hopefully you're all keeping safe and well. So we just begin by just relaxing our mind, just trying to let go of our thoughts. Maybe we've come to the session with a very busy mind. So we just try to allow all our thoughts just to drift away. Just try to bring yourself to the space where you are, right here, right now. So we can take a few deep breaths. Breathe in through the nostrils, right down into the abdomen. Just breathe out. While we're breathing out, just imagine we let go of all of our stresses, worries, anxiety. Just three or four breaths. Then we can begin to turn to our physical posture. So the physical posture is important as our state of mind reflects our physical posture. So ideally we're sitting in a chair or sitting on a cushion on the floor. The most important thing is to be comfortable. Some position where we know that we can sit comfortably for 3/4 of an hour or so. And of the various points of the physical posture, the most important is that we try to keep our back fairly straight, not held rigidly, relaxed, and yet upright. So it doesn't matter whether we're in a chair or on the floor, on a stool. Just try to imagine maybe that all of the vertebrae are balanced nicely, just one on top of another, all the way up our back, allowing for the natural curvature of the spine. Everything nicely aligned, not leaning to left or right, or front or back. So with the back straight, we just feel that our head balanced nicely on our neck, on top of the spine. Again, not leaning either to left or right. Held straight with the chin, maybe just tucked slightly in towards the throat. And if you imagine somebody tugging on a hair right on the crown of your head, maybe even giving it a little shake, imagine what it would do to a doll or a puppet. It just pulls everything into alignment. The head, the neck, the spine. Oh, just nice, nicely straight. And as I say, held upright, but not too rigidly. Don't be putting too much force or effort into it. Just relaxed and yet upright. So our shoulders should be level. Just try to release any tension that we might be holding in the shoulders. hands should be either palms held upwards in our lap, with the right hand on top of the left. Maybe with the tips of the thumbs just touching very lightly together. Or we can have our hands palm down on the top of our legs, wherever is comfortable. With either hand position, just try to have the elbows held slightly away from the body. Just allows a little ventilation around the torso. So just try to find an overall comfortable position. The shoulders, elbows, hands. So then if we're sat on a cushion on the floor, we can sit maybe with our legs crossed. Just making sure that your posture is stable, that you're not using too much muscular effort, especially in the core, to maintain the position. If you need to, maybe just tuck a wadded up blanket or some clothes or another cushion under your knees if they don't touch the floor, just so that your posture is stable. If you're sat on a chair, have your feet reasonably flat on the floor, pointing forwards. Either way, in a chair or on the floor, make sure your legs are comfortable and that you're going to be able to hold the position without too much effort. So then we just scan through our body from our feet up the legs, just trying to identify any tension, just allow it to drift away. Up through our hips. Into the abdomen and the chest. The shoulders. Arms, hands, just allow yourself to relax into the posture. Your neck and the head. So just scan over the face as well. Just look for any tension, maybe around the eyebrows or the forehead, in the cheeks or the jaw, in the mouth, the lips. Around the eyes. Just allow any tension just to drift away. We don't need it. So our eyes can be either open or closed. If we're feeling a little sleepy, a little dull, probably better to have the eyes open. If our mind is very busy, lots of thoughts, probably best to have the eyes closed. And this can change during the meditation. As we become more relaxed, maybe the busyness of our mind calms down, so we'll be able to just relax our gaze without having to have the eyes completely closed. Alternatively, our mind hopefully will become brighter, more focused, more concentrated, so less sleepy, less dull. So maybe we can then have our eyes half open, half closed, without any danger of falling asleep. So just one final scan through the body, just to ensure we have everything held nicely, relaxed, and yet upright. And this we refer to as our base posture, and it becomes like a reference point. If during the meditation we find that we might be overly tense, or that we've become very loose, maybe slumped, we just return ourselves to this base posture. And the more we engage with this base posture, the more our muscle memory assists us just to return to the correct posture very easily. So with our physical posture set, we turn our attention first to the breath. Just breathe normally through the nostrils. No need to adopt any particular pattern to the breathing. Just breathe normally. And then with our mind, so the posture for our mind should be similar to that of the posture of the body, by which I mean relaxed and yet upright. So when we choose our object of meditation, our focus, we don't need to hold on to it tightly with a very tight grip. It's too much. It's become very tired. Our mind become very busy. But equally, we need to have some discipline, some small effort to maintain our concentration. Otherwise, our mind just drifts off. We just space out. We become very dull. We even fall asleep. So it's very relaxing, but not really the object of what we're trying to achieve. So to help our mind become focused, we can choose an object of meditation. And in this meditation, we'll be using the breath, the movement of the breath, as our object. By placing our mind on the sensation of the breath moving in and out of the body, we give our mind something to do. It's a very simple job to do. So we just bring our attention to the movement of the breath in and out of the body. So as we breathe in through the nostrils, you may notice some slightly cold sensation just inside the nostrils, at the tip of the nose, maybe on the top lip. Just the movement of air into the nostrils. Just try to become aware of maybe some cold sensations, just some sensation of movement of air. Just try to place your mind onto that sensation as you breathe in. And as we breathe out, just subtly different. This time there will be no cold sensation because the air is at our body temperature. So maybe we're just, all we feel is just maybe a slight movement of air, maybe on the top lip. It's more subtle. So breathing in, breathing out. So if we're able to maintain the simplicity of attention on our breath, that's very good. For some people this is a little advanced, a little difficult. So what we can do is to give ourselves a slightly firmer reference point or anchor by which we can count the breaths. So we breathe in, we breathe out, we count one. This cycle of breathing in and out counts as one. So we breathe in, breathe out, we count one. Breathe in, breathe out, count two. So we continue counting in and out breaths up to 10, and then we just return back to one again. So this idea of counting just gives us an extra reference point, just maybe helps to maintain our focus. For some people it can be a distraction, and by all means don't count. Just simply rest your attention on the sensations of the breath. So whichever one is easier for you for the next few minutes, just try to keep your attention firmly on the sensations of the breath, with or without the count. If you lose your focus, no need to worry. Nothing broken, nothing harmed. We just return our mind gently to the sensation of the breath. Simply notice that we've been distracted and just turn our attention back to the breath. This is entirely normal, that we should lose our focus and need to bring ourselves back. And this is part of the training. So be gentle with yourselves. So just for the next few minutes, we just rest quietly and just focus on the breath. Okay, so now we just expand our attention back through the body. Become aware of our fingers and toes, the room around us. And when you're ready, just open your eyes, bring yourself back to present moment. Okay, so we just take a minute or two just to relax. So when we're ready, we can adopt our base physical posture again. So with our back straight and upright, the head nicely balanced on the top. Our shoulders relaxed and level. Hands in our lap or on top of our legs. And the legs and feet in a stable, comfortable position. And quickly just scan through the body again, just to ensure that our posture is correct. So this second period of meditation is what is called joyful resting. So first we begin by recalling what a wonderful opportunity we have to come together, even in our states of isolation. We come together to meditate, to try to control our mind, to hone our mind, to try to make it a tool that we can easily use in a beneficial way. So meditation is the exercise for our mind that gives it pliancy and makes it usable. We learn to control our mind rather than being carried away by the thoughts and emotions that generally inhabit our minds. So to have the opportunity to learn how to do this and to actually engage in the meditation practice is something that we can feel is a very positive thing, something we can rejoice and be joyful about. With a happy mind, we simply let our mind relax. So we leave all of our senses open. We have our eyes open. We're not worried about sounds coming from outside, that barking dog, that vacuum cleaner. Maybe smells from cooking or flowers you may be aware of. May have some taste sensation in our mouths. Physical sensations of movement, of the breath, of just the feel of our clothes on our body. Maybe we can feel the heat of the sun or a radiator on our skin. All of these sensations, we don't try to block, we allow them in, but we pay them no heed. They're there, but we don't even really try to label them. We're aware of them, but we don't follow them. The same with our thoughts and feelings as well. We certainly don't try to stop our thoughts. That's impossible. We can't do that. But if thoughts should occur of the future, of plans or worries, don't follow them. Just let them go. Of the past, memories, regrets, anything like this, again, just let them be. They're going to come up. Just pay them no attention. Just let them drift away again. Even thoughts of the present moment. I am meditating. Am I doing this right? I should be doing something else. All of these thoughts just, they're going to happen, they're going to arise in our minds, but we just allow them to arise. They're going to hang around for a little while and then just let them go. Just don't get involved in any of our thoughts, don't follow them, but neither reject them either. Don't reject them, don't follow them. Just allow them to arise, abide, and cease in their natural flow. Like clouds drifting across a clear blue sky, or the waves on the top of an ocean. They arise, they abide, and then they cease. And we just allow that process to happen without getting involved. So one teacher has said this is maybe like we've had a hard day at work, we've been exercising or cleaning the house or something. And when we finally get to sit down on the sofa, we just go, ah. And in that moment, we feel complete relaxation and letting go. And that is really the feeling that we're looking for here. Letting go, even more so letting be, without trying to change or alter anything. So we just relax. Just simply be exactly as we are, without being distracted. So for the next few minutes, we just enjoy this state of relaxation and rest whilst remaining aware, upright in our mind. Okay. So, again, we just allow our attention to go through our body, becoming aware of our fingers and toes, and the space around us. When we're ready, just come back to the room, back to the space that you're in. Okay, thank you very much. Please remain safe and well. And we hope to see you all at Land of Joy again soon.